One, two.
Item six, evaluation criteria, methodology established for 5-year capital plan.
And I think we had an electronic document which looked like this, which was handed out, but Mr. Masterson is also going to talk about that too. So
the criteria that you have is similar to what we had last year. We did pare it down somewhat just for the fact that when we went through it last year and we tried scoring along with working with departments in terms of interpreting what is what, it got a little cumbersome and it got a little subjective in terms of what the evaluators and scorers believe. You know, what's an existing hazard, potential hazard, what's life safety. So we pared it down to try to make it a little bit more more easier to include in our evaluation of the project. The life safety remains similar. We basically broke it down to 3 categories, 10, 5, and 0. 10 addresses the issue immediately in the first year. 5 would address an issue, a anticipated issue within the next 2 to 3 years. Obviously, 0 would be no impact. For the policy and plan compliance, we boiled this down to essentially project was included in previous 5-year capital improvement plan that would get a score of, it would get 3 points. There was no, it was not included in the plan, in the capital improvement plan. Then it would receive a 0. 3 for the operational, and you have 3 subcategories here: annual operating impacts, deferred maintenance, and ADA building code compliance. For the net operating impact, when we're meeting with departments, we're going to be looking for documentation on this. If there's no documentation, obviously they'll receive a 0. So trying to be a little bit more objective on this piece. Deferred maintenance is a little bit easier to address. And then we added the ADA and building code compliance. I believe last year we included that in the mandated category. But there's a little flexibility in terms of ADA and building code issues, mainly for the fact that a lot of these things are grandfathered in, and only if you do a substantial reconstruction or remodeling of these kind of then fall into that category. And Greg High, at the August meeting, kind of speak a little bit more to that relative to ADA or building code issues. Non-county funding, that's baked into our evaluation. So if you have $1 million project, you get $800,000 of non-county funding, so you get a 4. So we broke those categories down to the more funding, non-county funding you get, the more points that you get. Brian, you should be very happy for that. and then finally, with number 5, the continuing program, that's a 3-point swing. Essentially, it's a little bit different from what an ongoing project is. An ongoing project that would obviously give kind of the top points would be you're doing design in 2014, and then your 2015 is construction. So that would be considered an ongoing project. A continuing program project is something, for instance, if you're doing, if you have a program to redo all the bathrooms in the courthouse, you're doing design and construction in 1 year for the first floor, and then for 2015, let's say you want to do design and construction for the third floor, okay, then you get 3 points for that. Scoot over here. The other component to this is the departmental ranking. Last year, it was a little bit heavy, more heavily weighted towards the departmental rankings. So this year we tried to reduce that impact a little bit, and so we made that adjustment, and the department rankings aren't going to be as impactful. They'll still have a significant weight, but not as heavy as it was last year. And essentially, the way the scoring then works is you get, if you score it out top of everything, you get 34 points, and if your projects are in the top 25% for your department, get your multiplier for department ranking for a top score of 44. So any project that is mandated or contractually obligated, like the War Memorial and Art Museum ongoing project that we have, or continuing ongoing project, was automatically get a 44. Everything else for, again, doing the evaluation, they'll come out somewhere in the mix there. What we're doing this year, based on our March meeting, the CIC, is we're looking at more of a grading through B through F on these projects. And so we'll kind of get a grouping of the projects, get a letter grade. And similar to last year, we'll have the bond and cash cap of approximately $48 million, and we'll get those projects winnowed down based on their letter grade as close as we can to that, and we'll probably, like last year, be within, you know, $1 million or $2 million, and then we'll nibble around the edges and see where we go with that. But essentially, that's the scoring criteria. To piggyback on the report that you likely be seeing, it'll be something similar to this that we had last year, where your county financing, and your department ranking, and over here you'll have your criteria. These are the committed ones that are done automatically, so everybody can see that. And then you'll get your grading here. Obviously, these are all F's because I don't like Ryan. we just obviously haven't evaluated them, so it's just scoring out of this. But you will have an A through F on these. And then what we also did was to see if you approve these projects, the impact of the continuation. So if you approve the project, this is what it means for 16. All the out years. So if you approve a project, this means that you're looking at also spending these numbers as well. So that's essentially it. This is the report that you'll be getting in August for this for projects.
Supervisor Cullen.
Is it 10, 5, or 0? Nothing in between. Nothing in between. How does like a parks department measure? Help save your welfare. Tennis court, basketball court, walkway.
Sure. For a tennis court.
For an amenity.
For an amenity, I mean, for life safety or health, and I won't speak for other evaluators, but, you know, unless it's something where they're keeping the asset and the asphalt is all jagged and the rims are falling down and fall on somebody's head, and you know, then maybe a 10, but you know, personally, I wouldn't rank it as a high level safety.
So, this is the criterion impact, so it's going to come up with a number score, and that number score will be turned into a grade. And the grade is just, we felt, an easier way that you can just see it, and you can see the groupings that are there. We have a feeling that a lot of the items that will be around the middle that you'll be evaluating will be in the C range, and it'll be C pluses, C minuses in that area. And that's the process that they're going to go through. They've done visits to sites, they've done some of the things there, but the evaluation committee, which is Mr. Masterson, Pamela Bryant, Justin Rodriguez, will be the ones going through and doing the evaluation and coming up with those there, and then coming back to the committee with the with the report. But not only will we have, now the ranking is only going to be for purposes of 2015. 2016, 17, 18, and 19 is going to be based upon what departments have submitted, kind of the department ranking that we have. And what we have to do is we have to get down to the dollar limits that are there. Progress was made with regards to that by setting some of the targets that are there, so we can get closer to the amounts. Probably 16 will be the more difficult one to go down, but there's not an evaluation going down on some of those projects. But if there is a project which does not make 2015 and there's a continuing cost for 16 related to it, that would probably be a project that would drop off the list as a result. So that would drop a number associated with it. So at that time.
Will we get the number along with the letter grade?
If we need the number, we can get the number, yeah. But we just thought it was an easier way just to show the grading. But the number will be there because that's what determines. The number will be available to us when we're going through and trying to make the decision. We're in the report that we're issuing out, it'll be available to the committee. In the report that we're issuing out, we're just going to have the letter grade that goes out to people. But if we want to know the number for purposes of, you know, we're close, well, what did that one get as a score versus that, Mr. Masterson, we'll have that number that's available there. Okay? Because I think this is our first time doing it this way. We're going to see where the groupings are going to kind of end out, but you'll kind of know by the letter grade if they're all kind of within the amount. C would be what, probably what score?
C would probably be like 20.
20 or something of that nature. So it's you know, it goes in that type of a range, but we can give you an idea. So what we'll do is we'll probably provide you a sample of like 5, go through in detail how they did it the next time that we meet, so you can see that in detail and see how the scoring worked and where they came up with their totals. But then the report that will be issued to you will be the one showing the grading, showing dollar amounts, showing this type of approach here, so you can see where the amount's at and the recommendation they're making. We're also going to provide you those ones that were on the edge so that you know those that were related to that, so you can make a decision regarding those items. Those are probably the time when the departments are going to come in here and want to speak to us regarding their projects, because they're going to get the initial listing will be out of where we're at, and so departments will probably want to speak to those items that are there, just kind of like they did last year regarding that. And then potentially we would have that meeting in August, and then potentially there will be another meeting if there are a lot of projects summarized around a certain area and the committee asks for further investigation of a few items. I think last year there was a few projects where people asked us to go back and check on those projects one more time, find out exactly what that is. And we may need to have one more committee meeting to come back, okay, we followed up on those projects, and here's what we found as a result, and so that we can make any final decisions regarding the final report that's there. But we wanted to have this meeting to bring you up to date with what departments have submitted, to show you what they've submitted, the dollar amounts, kind of where the gap is right now, and in the process before we do the evaluation criteria. Are there any other questions regarding evaluation criteria or where we're at right now, item 6? I think then...